It immediately became one of the biggest and most important albums of all time when it was released in 1967. But just 11 years later, the film version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band came out on this date, July 24th, 1978, and was immediately one of the biggest failures of all time. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. By 1978, fresh off of Saturday Night Fever and Frampton Comes Alive, the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton were two of the biggest acts in music, selling millions of records, on the covers of magazines everywhere. There was no stopping them. The Bee Gees' manager, Robert Stigwood, had just produced the film Saturday Night Fever in Greece and came up with a plan for a Broadway musical based on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band a few years earlier. The stage show was used as the jumping point for the film, and a loose storyline was told entirely through Beatles songs, not just from the Sgt. Pepper album, but much of Abbey Road as well. Even producer George Martin got involved, arranging and conducting the music for the film. However, as with the Yellow Submarine film, none of the Beatles had anything to do with the movie. The only dialogue in the film is narration by comedian George Burns. The cast included Steve Martin singing Maxwell's Silver Hammer, Billy Preston as Sgt. Pepper, Alice Cooper as the Sun King, Aerosmith as the future villain band, as well as appearances by Curtis Mayfield and Hart. There's an infamous filmed fight between Peter Frampton as Billy Shears against Steve Martin and Steven Tyler that really needs to be seen to be believed. Upon release, the film was a complete flop with both critics and fans. But despite the reaction to the film, the soundtrack was actually a hit, reaching the top 10 and being certified platinum. Both Aerosmith and Earth, Wind & Fire scored massive hits with their respective covers of Come Together and Got to Get You Into My Life. However, the fallout of the film's failure mostly damaged the careers of Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees. And when the Bee Gees regained control of their catalog, the Sgt. Pepper soundtrack was the only album they officially dropped. It was a valuable lesson learned by all. Don't try to outdo the Beatles. And they learned it on this date, July 24th, 1978, when the film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band came out in theaters. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.